K. Welcome to another edition of From Sports Line on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM. I am Eddie Feary. And it's the final Thumb Sports Line for the fall sports season.
I wish the listeners could witness what I just witnessed happen in the studio the last 10 minutes here.
Yeah.
We have some special guests coming on for this episode of Sports Line. And Eddie working his magic, throwing together cords and headsets and chairs and... it was really a treat to see Eddie Feary working behind the scenes. Hopefully it all came together. It sounds like it did.
It's going to be a mess.
Well,
yeah. So someday I'm going to have an actual big studio.
Yeah.
You could have a whole band perform in here or something like that. So
maybe.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, fall sports season wrapped up for us. However, in our Thumb Sports Writers Association members and team members, we still have another week of high school football left.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have, I mentioned special guests. We're going to have some members of the Deckerville football team on.
Yep.
To discuss their state title. But later in the show, we're going to have Scotty B call in.
Yeah.
And he's going to give us a little rundown of Millington's matchup in the state finals. They'll be playing at Ford Field Saturday morning. So
he's not at a football game right now, is he?
He'll be at a basketball game.
Basketball
season
game.
Opener tonight, Sandusky and Cass City.
The season opened up yesterday. That's ridiculous.
Yes, it did.
It's ridiculous. I saw that Brown City Peck played Akron Fairgrove, Carsonville, Port Sound, like an entertaining close game there too.
Yep.
And there was another one out there I saw. I think I picked up on. I already forgot already.
Well,
I'm not even ready for winter sports yet. It's still fall sports season. Whose idea was this?
We're going to ease into it.
All right. So special in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to have state champions in the studio. It's very hot in here, by the way. Can we turn the air on?
I don't know what you're going to do about that, Eddie.
It's cold outside right now.
It's only going to get worse, man.
All right. It is Thumb Sports Line on WMIC AM 660. Actually, on 95.3 FM because of the daytime and dark hours right now. So yeah, right now we're going to try to get set up here for the 6 o'clock hour, about 6:15, 6:20. We're going to have some team members from the high school, a player for football, state champions, by the way.
Yeah, and we are going to be going on Facebook Live, correct?
We're
going
to try.
Okay.
We're going to try.
If you can't find a radio, you can... listen,
yeah.
Or you can
in the 6 o'clock hour
on Facebook Live.
6 o'clock hour, yeah. I was trying to find a devised way to show plays that I have been putting together here, but that may be against the rules where we can watch them. But I also want to say that we may be able to probably put them and show them on the screen here on the computer screen. I do have clips. I just don't know what the rules are if I can show them on Facebook Live or not. So yeah. I'm not going to try to upset the MHSA or the NFHS.
That's the last thing we need.
I broke down and paid my subscription.
Good.
So
it's worth it.
Yeah, it is. It lets you make clips.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is very cool.
Yeah.
So get that. Maybe if I encourage and promote that, so.
Maybe they'll pay for your subscription.
Yeah. Well, I did have a pass, but I don't know how to use it. Yeah. I guess it's weird, so I just went ahead and paid for it. Why not? Because it goes right back. Half of it goes to the schools, at least.
Okay.
So I'm assuming.
Good deal.
All right. So you're using a wireless mic. That's why it might sound a little weird.
Yeah.
But can you hear in the headphones or not?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay. So it might sound a little echoey or something. So be aware of that when we come on later today with the team.
Yeah, and I'm just going to shut up when they get here anyway.
Why? So. Yeah, I'm sure you got a ton of questions.
Well, they don't want to hear from me.
Why not?
The fans want to hear from them.
Yeah. Well, let them tell the story.
Right.
So, and quite a story it was. The Decker Eagles coming from behind down 28-16.
Yep.
Score 14 points, but do not allow any points.
Yeah.
Stark difference from what happened. We'll break down the list. You've got a great looking paper in the recap of that game.
Thank you. So, we actually put that together on the drive home from Marquette.
You put it together.
Which you made all by yourself.
Yeah. I gave you some ideas, some pointers.
Well, yeah.
Brought up some things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, Yeah. And did the Saturday night School of Rock from Marquette, Michigan, from the Airbnb studios.
Yep, that was cool. It
was
overall a very good weekend outside of the 16 hours in the car.
The Veerling Bar and Grill is what it was,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
According to my...
very good whitefish.
ATM account. According, all the charges are going through right now. Boom, 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 boom. Like, whoa, no. So, yeah, I behaved, too.
Yeah.
No roundabouts. I was 8 of 11 for roundabouts.
Yeah, not bad. I mean.
Yeah.
I'll give you the one roundabout was a little bit tricky.
It was.
It got you twice.
It did get me twice. Ben Miller guided me out of that one, though.
Yeah,
And he guided me through the M81, which is pretty tricky, too.
Yeah.
You can end up right back in 75.
Well, that was back-to-back roundabouts.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I had heard the stories that, you know, you don't do well with roundabouts, and
yes.
I thought, you know, it can't be that bad.
I pointed out,
but you really were concerned about those roundabouts.
I pointed out the hill that I drove through,
yep.
the hill, I
yep.
point out, the two post
yep.
right there. Okay, so we'll real quick here, volleyball, Cassidy was eliminated,
yep.
state semifinals, and North Branch was eliminated in the quarterfinals at SC4 last week. High school girls volleyball has wrapped up. The Thumb area team that made it that the farthest was Cassidy this year.
Yep, so, yeah, Ubley also eliminated in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, and so volleyball has wrapped up. But congratulations yep. to Cassidy making the state semifinals.
Yep.
It's hard to get through that quarterfinal.
Yeah,
for any
and
team.
They actually had Shelby Ignash. She signed her national letter of intent this afternoon with Texas Tech, which is a pretty impressive
Division
thing.
One.
Division One, yeah.
Wow.
Big 12.
Yeah.
Well, is it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's Big 12. Right?
SEC?
I don't know. I can't keep up
anymore.
It might
be SEC because...
I think Texas Tech got left behind, but
you
I don't
know.
You
think so? Okay.
I don't know.
Well, they're going to get left behind in volleyball. So, teams...
Well, not anymore.
Well, not anymore, but yeah.
Shelby Ignash.
Shelby Ignash comes on, yeah. Leaving Michigan in the dust, too, so... Yeah,
well,
so.
Texas is nice.
Right. All right, so that happened at high school girls volleyball. We mentioned that basketball has started also. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk to Scott B. Can we do that in this hour or not? Or is he busy?
I was thinking we'd bring him on later.
You want to bring him on later?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay.
Give him a little time to break it all down.
All right, so what should we break down when we come back from break then?
Oh, I think we should probably set up this Deckerville State Championship talk.
I mean,
at least go over... You know, the nuts and bolts of everything.
Okay, we can do that. So we're going to take our break here as I still feverishly try to put things together. I'll have another 15 minutes at the 6 o'clock hour here. So, yeah. We'll do that in just a bit here on Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM. This is the finishing fall edition episode, by the way.
Yep.
Thank you to all the sponsors, you know. And thank you to Mike Gallagher here coming in.
Yeah, it's been a good season of Sportsline, I think.
I think, yeah.
We've had some good guests on, at least.
Yeah, we had, the Thumb Sports Writers Association members. So
Yeah, and we had Denny Lester on for a pretty good interview. Ryan Palmer came in at the beginning of the year. Bill Brown actually called in last week. So.
Yeah, set it up for today's episode. So, yeah. And they are taking time out of their schedule as kids. I believe today was their last day of school, possibly.
Okay.
Tomorrow may be a travel day for most schools.
Okay.
I believe, you know. So
it's been a while since
we never got
school,
that.
So.
We we went to school half day on Wednesday and said, okay.
You know, there's basketball games tomorrow, so I don't know.
Thanksgiving Eve?
Yep.
All right. All right, we'll be right back here on WMIC Thumb Sports Line. Break down the Deckerville game.
All right.
And we'll have those players in the second half of the show.
Liberty Lanes and Sandusky salutes the area athletes for their accomplishments and academic achievements. On your way to or from the game, come on into Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of the many tasty entrees on the menu. Enjoy the Friday fish specials and come back for the Sunday brunch. Liberty Lanes also has banquet facilities available. For information or to place an order to go, call 810-648-9860. That's 810-648-9860. Liberty Lanes, your family dining and bowling center in West Park Sandusky, serving you for more than 40 years. You can find Liberty Lanes on Facebook.
Hi, Todd Bowers with Moore Motors of Carroll. If you're looking for a great deal on a Super Duty 4x4, I have great news. We have several Super Duty F-250s in stock, all around $55,000. We have a couple of regular cab F-250s, a Super Cab F-250 with an 8-foot box, and a Crew Cab F-250 with an 8-foot box. They're well-equipped XL work trucks with rubber floors, again, all less than $60,000, and all equipped with four-wheel drive. We also have a great selection of F-150s, Ram 1500s, and Ram 2500s. We also have rows of Jeeps and Pacificas in stock. That's More Motors, locally owned since 1965. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving the Caro.
That's More Motors, just west of Caro on M81, where your friends and neighbors get the real deal.
Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck.
Tri-County Equipment is proud to sell and service the John Deere side-by-side Gator utility vehicles. The John Deere Gator UTV is second to none. Whether it's a traditional Gator side-by-side for work or a crossover vehicle for play, a Gator UTV can see everyone in comfort. Backed by a history of reliability, this engine was made to take on trails and serious payloads as you make the most of your lands. So take a seat, stretch your legs, and get comfortable, because a fun has only begun. The knowledge team at Tri-County Equipment can help you choose the Gator UTV that is the best option for your budget and needs. So stop in today at Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Saginaw, Birch Run, Reese, and Auburn Hills. See more on the website, tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County.
All right, welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM. We got about 7 minutes here to break down the game of the high school A-player football MHSA Division I state championship game. The Deckerville Eagles win in comeback fashion, 30-28. Mike Gallagher with me, and the guys are here, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, you want me to look at it?
Well,
you're the sports reporter.
Yeah.
I just say, touchdown! And I'll go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great game. You know, great comeback. First of all, congratulations to the team, Coach Brown, and the rest of the coaches here. Just gutty play there, Mike Gallagher. And you were right there on the field there.
Yeah, and I have to say, Tommy Story was pretty impressive right off the bat.
He was the story of the game in the first half.
Yeah, in the first half.
Yeah, but the story sometimes doesn't always have a happy ending.
No.
In the second half.
Right, right.
No flack on him. He had a great game. In the first
half. He was really impressive. And, you know, coming into the game, looking at the stats, we kind of expected him to be a pretty good player, obviously. You know, there was two drives in the first half where he scores on the very first play. So that it was a little concerning, especially when they were down 16-0. But, you know, it looked like a completely different game in the second half.
That was in the first quarter, 8:32 mark. Tommy Story, 44-yard TD rush. Benham with a rush with a 2-point conversion. That took about 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Second touchdown, 6:46 mark. Not too long after, Tommy Story, a 70-yard TD rush. Ooh. That took all 14 seconds.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that was on the very first play.
These guys are shuddering, you know, and having a nightmare.
They know what happened in the second half, so it doesn't really matter what he did in the first half.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. However, in the second quarter, Deckerville got on the board. 4 minutes, 43 seconds total time of possession there. Hunter Garza with a 2-yard rush and the 2-point conversion, making it the first touchdown. And of the game for Deckerville, And it was the two-point conversion good, 16-8. So you cut the deficit in half there.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing on that drive were the fourth down conversions, two catches by Logan Martin on fourth downs. Because at that point in the game, you're down 16-0. You really have to get on the board there. Because if you give the ball back to Pickford, if they go up by three scores, it's a completely different ball game. So that was probably, I mean, obviously the game-winning drive and then the final drive of the game eating off, you know, 9 minutes off the clock were humongous drives. But that scoring drive right there was huge for the momentum of the game to at least stay within striking distance.
That was at the 10:26 mark, but not too long after at the 10:11 mark. Tommy Story, 57-yard TD rush. Two-point conversion failed. It was 22-8 at that point. That play took 12 seconds.
That was also on the first play of the drive, yeah.
Second quarter, though, at the 9:09 mark, not even just a little over a minute later, Hunter Garza, a 51-yard TD rush. Number 18, Logan Shanks, a two-point pass from Garza. And that took about a minute of a time of possession for Deckerville at that point. It was 22-16 right there. So, again, cut the deficit, you know, by six. And, however, in the second quarter, the final score of the first half, Tommy Story, a 34-yard TD rush, time of possession 2:33. And that was at the 6:34 mark, making it 28-16. That was a very stressful, even for Liberty Intern at the half. She just couldn't take it. She had to leave and go with the fans. 28-16 lead for Pickford, and they seemed to have their way with Deckerville in the first half.
Well, but Pickford got the ball back one last time on that final drive of the first half, and getting a stop there was obviously huge because you stay within two scores. Deckerville starts the second half with the ball. So when they got that stop right before the half, you felt pretty good going into halftime because the defense was coming up with stops. It just seemed like Story would get out. Every once in a while, he would just break free for these big plays. But outside of the big plays, the defense was doing a pretty solid job. So going into half, down two scores, knowing Deckerville would get the ball first, you felt like there was obviously a pretty good chance that they would be able to come back.
I was nervous. I even had a minor doubt. Sorry, Coach. It just seemed like Pickford's offense was just, you know, running over Deckerville at that point. But like you said, there was a stop at the end there. So
yeah.
So then in the second half, 4:39 mark, Parker Merriman with a 1 yard TD rush. That was the touchdown, Mark Donker with the PAT kick. The length of the drive, 7 minutes, 13 seconds. Yep. Deckerville, smash mouth football. They made some big passes, however, pick up some key first downs on fourth down to keep time of possession.
And keep the ball away from Pickford.
Yeah, so that was a major eating up the clock there for Deckerville. And the second score came into fourth quarter because they ended up stopping Pickford pretty quick in that third quarter. Get the ball back, grind that clock out again. The second score ended up being the winning touchdown. There's only two scores in the second half. 11:52 mark, Brandon Salowitz, a 36-yard TD pass on fourth down.
Yep.
And 15, I believe.
Fourth and 15, yeah.
36-yard TD pass from Hunter Garza. And Salowitz just laid right into it. It was like Mama Eagle lay that egg, and it just laid softly into the nest of the arms of Brandon Salowitz with Garza throwing it up and just laying it right in there.
Yeah, so. And we're going to get into that play a little bit more, but really just a perfect play call, perfect throw. And for Salowitz, that was the first catch of the season for him. So really such a huge spot to go to the fullback there. But really just a great play. And then, again, the defense with the big stop.
Yeah.
Including Salowitz on the very next drive.
And then Donker, PAT kicks. You know I love special teams.
Yep.
It was beautiful for me to see that because that's how I win fantasy football.
Yeah.
Kickers, baby.
Yeah.
Special teams.
Yep.
PAT kicks. Donker making both after the touchdowns in the second half. I love special teams. So, yeah. By the way, Tommy Story, total yards, 309 rushing yards, 21 carries, 4 touchdowns. But shutout in the second half. Hunter Garza, 237 yards with 37 carries and 2 touchdowns. Parker Merriman with a touchdown as well. Brandon Salowitz with his touchdown reception. 40 tackle Eagles.
Yeah, 309 rushing yards for Story, but he only had 22 of those in the second half. So.
State champions, baby!
Yep.
Second state title for Dacarol. Coming up 6 o'clock hour, we have the team in here. We're going to talk to them after the 6 o'clock news. We'll be right back.
Celebrating over 50 years on the air, this is AM 660 WNIC Sandusky and 95.3 FM W237 EQ Sandusky.
Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC AM 660. It is WMIC's 95.3 FM's Thumb Sports Line, and now you're going to hear a little bit of bassy in this mic because I'm using a different mic. We're trying to go on Facebook Live, and we are right now, we hope. Just cross your fingers. I want you to check on your phone there, Mike Gallagher. You know, you can hear it. Maybe, yeah. All right, so we are live here. And with us, if you can see or just listen, we have some team members from the Decorah High School football team, the Decorah Eagles here. And we have head coach Bill Brown as well. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, our pleasure.
So, Hunter, move that mic a little bit closer to your mouth there.
Yes, sir.
As if you were kissing your girlfriend.
Yes, sir.
Okay? All right. Do you have one?
No. Sally.
Okay, keep it that way.
Sally Graham.
Keep it that way, man.
I'm live. Come on.
Until college. Okay. Yeah.
Come on.
All right. So, we have team members. Hunter Garza, our quarterback. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. So we also have Corbin Schabowski here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Preston Holman. How you doing, sir?
Very good. How are you?
And we have Logan Martin.
I'm doing great.
Coming off injury reserve. Back on the fantasy team now.
Yep.
And we have head coach Bill Brown with us as well. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Eddie. How are you?
Thank you for coming, making the time. What happened today? What are you guys doing today at the field house today?
Just turning in equipment, trying to tie up a few loose ends, yeah. Talking about, you know, things that's going to be going on later, like the between banquets and, you know, ordering championship rings and yeah. Stuff like that. You know, all the important stuff, you know, you get to do all the time on a Tuesday.
Congratulations, second state title. The first one won in 2012. This was your fourth trip to the state title game. And this time you come away with a victory. A hard-fought one, win 30-28 over the Pickford Panthers. Tough game. Great comeback into the second half. I think it's. I would say the comeback started in the second quarter. I'm going to give you that. When you got those two touchdowns key, if you don't score those touchdowns, it becomes a big hole to come out of, especially in the second half. But congratulations. That was a good team you beat there, shutting them down in the second half.
Yeah, sure was. You know, there's a lot of points in that game that, you know, might not get mentioned, but I think we were down by two scores, and I think we had the punt, and then we had to get a stop defensively, or, you know, they're going to go up by three scores, which could have been insurmountable, maybe. I never think that with these guys. I think the trust that we have in each other's ability and how we're always going to fight for each other. I don't think that was ever in doubt that we were going to keep fighting. If there's a way, we're going to find that. Yeah, I mean, you can go right to that. And we were just talking about Logan Shanks and had a tremendous catch on a 2-point conversion that, I mean, when you didn't think at the time it might have meant anything. But when that final score was 30-28 at the end of the game, that was a huge play. Let alone we had a lot of people, a lot of players that did some great things. And like I said, I mean, you get at the end of the game, we don't know. I think we're just playing. I was planning on when we had the ball in the half yard line, I thought we had the score. I wasn't thinking, oh, now we're going to, you know. Well, I did think, hey, this could be the drive, you know, like the Denver Broncos did where they had just a tremendous drive. And, I mean, it ended up being that. And it wasn't by design. It wasn't nothing. I think all of us, our team and our program, we're just going to grind. And we're going to see what happens. And we know when we're all together. And I think these guys, we're all one big heart here. And I think when we're like that, we don't think we can be beat. I don't think we do. And I still, I mean, the hardest thing, I guess, Monday was thinking, hey, who are we playing next? next, you know. And you know, because I, you know, I love these guys, and they know that, and they're a great team, and they're great people to be around too. And you know, that's them, and that's their parents. I mean, these guys, you can't have a great team without having great parents, and we seem to put all that together this year. And I'm just happy for these guys, because these guys, we've been through a lot the last 3 years, and it was great for our community. And great for our program, because to beat a 4 state championships, you know, and to win 2, I guess it's still surreal to me, because I haven't grasped that. Because when I was a younger coach, I'd always thought, well, hey, I'd just like to get there and to the state championship. And now we've been there 4 times, and then now say that we've won 2 championships, to me, it hasn't hit me yet. I don't know when that will be. I think maybe by the end of the year, maybe it will be after we have our clinic for the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association in Lansing in the middle of January. But like right now, I mean, I'm just trying to I'm still taking in what happened and processing, because I'm really not even there yet. Which sounds strange, when you do it, you know, when you got great people around you, you can succeed if you know, set the goals high and always grind. And there was never, I mean, when I went in that game, you know, I had my son says, Dad, I never saw you so calm in my life as watching you coach, but my confidence was, you know, that we were going to get that done no matter what, which is, you know, we just have a lot of confidence in each other. I know he's got confidence in me. Sure, he wants to, you know, Hunter always has a couple plays he wants to do, but usually he's just out there, and those guys are all giving 100%, and they all see that. And this particular group, as I keep talking, so I've never had a group that held each other accountable so much. And when you get that, when you start getting that, when Hunter throws maybe a ball that's off by a foot, and we're all going to do push-ups or up-downs because of that, or because Martin drops an easy ball, or no, I'm just kidding. These guys are all great.
Hey, but caught, I mean, like you said, he caught that 2-point pass. He caught a pass for set up the touchdown too.
No, hey, yeah, and but, you know, or if it's one little, maybe it could be like if somebody jumps off sides or whatever it is, or missing a mental assignment. Yeah. I mean, they hold each other accountable. I mean, far as us coaching, but we have coached them for the last 3 years. They know what's expected. I'm so happy that they achieved this goal. And like I said, I haven't wrapped myself around it, but they definitely are one of the best teams I've ever coached.
So he mentioned you, Logan Martin. What was it like to finally be able to come back? Did you think you were going to be healthy enough to come back for the state championship game?
Yeah, I was fully confident. It only took about a week for the pain to fully go away, and once I got able to step on that field, I was ready to go. I seen red, and I knew we came into that game with mentality with we're not leaving with a loss, so I think that struck in a lot of our minds that we got to go.
What was the injury, those who don't know?
I dislocated my shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's it feel right now?
It's sore from the game, you know, not playing a month and then getting tossed around out there, but I'd take the soreness over a hard loss. So,
Coach mentioned confidence, guys. It seemed like you guys were pretty calm on the field. I was more panic mode, you know, trying to keep my calm up there calling the game. You know, I was a little wordy. So were the fans. You could hear it. But did you feel confident because you've been in this situation already in the playoffs, in the regular season, playing some good teams, coming from behind, staying calm, don't panic. There's a minute and a half, plenty of time. We've seen you guys score in 15 seconds or so. That's still plenty of time. And you guys done it. Is that what the mentality was, to always, you know, have confidence in each other but not panic out there, go out there and do the job?
Yeah, you know, like all year we get down, we just keep believing. And that's like one of the things Coach said at halftime. Like, we just got to believe. And I think, you know, everyone still believe we could come back and win. We got the best coaches in the state, so they're going to set us up to win. So we just got to go execute.
And Corbin Schrabowski, you know, we talk about Hunter Guards a lot. He's, you know, catalyst of this offense. But you set that up for him, and you know what your job and role is. If everybody does their specific job, you know, you got to be gratified that the reason why that hole opened up for this guy to get through that.
All right. You know, it's just all about doing your job. And they always say if you just do your job and your job only, you're going to make opportunities for other players. So I just think us doing our job is making Garza's job much easier.
Yeah, what's it like to take the brunt of those first hits? You know, the first guy's looking for him, but you're end up going to take that first hit.
You know, it ain't as bad as you would think, because you just hit him with technique, and yeah. technique works very well. So it ain't really that bad.
All right, pressing home and making holes on the O-line, D-line sometimes as well for you to get to this point here. You know, you're the guy who's getting the brunt of the attack on the line here. What's it been like for this season for you?
Not too bad, because, you know, once you get that hole open, no matter what, guards is going to go score the ball for you. Yeah. As soon as he gets past that line of scrimmage, there's not many players in the state that are going to be able to take him down. Yeah. So, really, a lot of it is get the guy out of the way and then watch Hunter run around and make people miss and then go score touchdowns. So it's actually really fun.
Yeah, I'm going to let Mike Gallagher come in here now. So I'm going to hand you the mic, buddy.
I want to talk about the play call, obviously the game-winning touchdown. That was a play that you guys had not run during the season. Whose decision was it? And Hunter, how did you feel about the call there? You know, what, just overall, you know, take us through that play. And, you know, it was in between quarters, so you had some time to think about it. You know, what was the thought process there? And just tell us about that play.
I think during the game, I think when we were in trouble, falling behind the sticks a little bit, I think you saw us maybe like in our, we call it spade formation, or our double wide outs formation, which, you know, gives us ability to throw deep, throw slants, throw post. So I think maybe they were expecting that, and that might have been who was in there at that time. We might have had our spade set in there.
Full house.
Yep. Well, I know what scored it, but I said the play before that. But when we were in trouble, we would be in a spade set.
Right.
So this particular, we hadn't ran full house in probably, what, 3-4 weeks? Yeah, since Kingston, I think, when we played them in the playoffs. So we ran a little bit running the ball, trying to set up our counter tray with Hunter. And we had some pass plays out of it. This one we worked on since, we've been working on it for probably a month or so. And with Brandon on that, you know, and never knowing when we were going to have to use it or whatnot. So I think then, you know, I had time to think about it. I said, it's 4th and 15. And I said, you know, well, maybe my thought was, is that they haven't saw us in this formation, for one. So, and I think wide side might have been to our right side, was it? I think it was.
Yeah.
And so we ran a boot pass to the short side, which is, who does coaching like that? But if you think, that's like sometimes, but coach, why'd you run a sweep into the boundary? Well, because you're not expecting it. That's why. So I think that was part of it. And So, but then, you know, we just said, hey, we're 4th and 15. We're down. You know, we're down. We get a chance. We score here. You know, then we'll see what happens. And the rest is, I told Hunter the play, and I think he had a few words for Brandon in the huddle. And I guess he can share that with you. But the kids executed, and it's just crazy. It's just it was amazing execution by our offense.
Yeah. So when Coach called that play, we've been working on it. We worked on it all week, quite a bit, actually. And I just told Brandon in the huddle, I mean, this is it. Fourth down, just keep running. I'm throwing it no matter what. And I told Preston in the line, give me some time. And, you know, I looked, and I seen Brandon had some separation, so I just let it go. And I don't know. And, like, everyone always says that's Brandon's first catch of the year, but he's put the work in. Like, we worked all winter on the turf and throwing balls, so – he's a good receiver, but we got to keep him fresh for defense too. So.
Yeah. Corbin, in that first half, obviously you're a big leader on the defensive side of the ball. You had gone into the game, you knew about Tommy's story and, you know, what he was able to do, but what was it like seeing him on the field and, you know, the things he was doing in the first half there?
You know, me and Brandon were doing a good job, but we're filling gaps, and he's just finding little creases to get through where we're not filling, and, you know, it's just hard to cover every gap, but when he finds little ones and goes to the house, I mean, what can you really do?
Yeah. Preston, you mentioned something in the post-game interview that you moved to Deckerville in the 8th grade, correct?
Yep.
What was it like getting, you know, moving to Deckerville in the first place, and then, you know, being a part of this football program, and, you know, what was it like being introduced to Deckerville football?
Well, my grandma's from here, so I've always been around Deckerville a little bit, and
she was my neighbor, by the way, across the street.
Yeah. Well, look at that. But being around, I always knew that, like, I always heard that Deckerville was a really good team, and
very, very strict. Bill Brown would be on your behind if you didn't do your thing. And so moved here, and I was like, man, got my eighth grade year. I got half left, and then I'm going to be playing for Bill Brown. And I was a little bit nervous, but I remember the first day I got there and walked in, and there was Hunter Garza standing there. Can't miss him, that gingerhead drinking water right now. And he was
a lot smaller then.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
And chunky.
He immediately brought me in and was like, hey, well, you're here. We got you. And we became best friends. And then Corbin didn't like me, but we got over that fast. And then Logan and Parker and everybody else, we became good friends. And so we had a tight-knit group. And then our freshman year, all played. Hunter got hurt. So we were a little worried about that. Sophomore year, three or four of us got moved up to varsity, played varsity together, and we started building the bond. And then junior year, we just came together, and that was, I think, the starting point, really.
I think last year we saw, with the offense, we saw a lot more passing. Hunter had 25 touchdown passes. This year we kind of saw you guys go a little bit more traditional. Deckerville football with the power run. What went into that thought process? And Hunter, what was it like going, you know, from throwing so much last year to, you know, carrying the ball 30 times a game?
Yeah, you know, I feel like most games we didn't have to throw the ball because we were getting what we wanted running. And even in, like, the games like Brown City and stuff like that, I mean, we were getting what we wanted just by running the ball. So obviously I like throwing the ball, but all I cared about was winning, so that's what we did. So,
well, I think too, you know, we did have a 1,500-yard rusher coming back,
yes,
and Dylan Ball. So there had to be some balls for him, and then I think it was just, you know, because Hunter's had to run the ball a lot. He got a lot of rushes this year, and he's probably, that would be kind of Dylan's, you know, what Dylan was doing. And then when we weren't using Dylan, I think it was mid-year, 7 or 8, we started running our counter trace stuff and whatnot, and then we started getting a little more big plays with him. So that all started working. That was, I think we found out, you know, near the end of that season, I think we found out our recipe of what we're going to do. We're going to be in that pass formation, but we're going to be able to hit you in a lot of different ways. But I think there wasn't, I didn't go into the season. I just said, we're going to do whatever it takes. And in the end, I mean, we were talking about Corbin having to play some fullback because of Chase got dinged up, got his ankle dinged up in one of the games previously. But Chase Lamont is one heck of a fullback. Mm-hmm. He's one of the toughest kids pound for pound that I've ever had on a team. And, you know, Parker's not here, but Parker really grew up the last 3 years with us. You know, but me going back to, I'm thinking about getting, you know, just winning games. And he's really good running the ball, too. He's just not good passing the ball. But if we're getting what we are getting, well, then we didn't. There was most of the games, there was 75% of the games, he didn't even play the second half. None of these guys played the second half, you know, or not as much. So when you take that number away, because we were grinding that his junior year, he had to play a lot more than he did this year. But there was a design to it because we knew he had to stay healthy if we're going to win a state championship. Mm-hmm. You know, not to say we can't do it without him, but I think the ironic thing is, you know, you're talking about us passing the ball last year and this a little bit more, and him having more numbers passing as a junior. But I think when the rubber met the road on Saturday, we had to go to our base offense, which was I formation, and it's just bringing it. And that if anybody was going to tell me that you're going to have a 9-minute and 45-second drive to win a state championship, and then, I mean, if you – I've only watched a few clips. The thing I've always admired about state championship football, and especially great teams at the end of the game, they've got flat backs, and those offensive linemen are actually making holes. They look like it looks like a V-plow going through there. And we had that. And this guy right here to my left, he's a very good receiver, but this kid's a very good blocker too. All these guys, we just don't take a playoff when we're blocking. I mean, these guys, if you watch those last couple plays, that epitomized us and our mental toughness in that game. And in my opinion, and taking enough away from his passing ability, we're kind of going back and forth on that. But there was no, we were
just doing whatever we had to do to win this thing. We started off in last year, and we were going to do anything we had to win on Saturday. And I think it was kind of by design, and it was by no mistake. This wasn't just, you know, a little bit of luck, but these guys, there was never any doubt in my mind.
Yeah. Obviously, a very exciting week for you guys. Leading up to it, you know, all the different things you got to do. Being in Marquette for the weekend, obviously the best moment was winning the state title. But what was something that stood out to you guys during the week or, you know, along the trip to Marquette?
Definitely the community support.
Yeah.
It was cool seeing, like, everyone, like, they wanted as much as we did, if not more. And, you know, you get up there, it's a 6.5-7 hour drive, and, like, seeing everyone there, people that don't even have kids in the team just there wanting to support us was cool. Like, the send-off, the pep assembly, everything. All year it's been great.
I think the support, parents, administration, Matthew Conley, our superintendent, Monica Springer, fantastic job all week. It was all about organization was the first thing. And then I guess the biggest thing that I'll kind of when I find out on Friday morning that Pickford's going to be in the same hotel which was to me, it's like, oh my, you know, now I have to have a conversation with these guys, huh? Because this can, you know, that there was just us, that hotel booking both of us was just, let's just say it was awkward, and our kids did a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. and that was one thing that stood out for me. I guess, you know, we had a little, you know, that was, it wasn't drama, but it was, we had to organize, and it was like, let's make sure, because these guys, we got done with our practice and we had lunch, and I said, you guys got 27 hours of hell. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you, you can't go to the pool, you can't go to the hot tub, you can't go to the sauna. When you guys are done, get in your room and you have to drink Gatorade and Gator Light and liquid IV. You have to do that because the environment we're going into Saturday is not going to be easy. And but it, you know, the kids responded to that. You know, everybody was in bed by 9 or in the room, I should say. Mm-hmm. And but I me looking back on that, that's what I remember a lot of it.
Yeah, I was in bed by 4, I think. Yeah, working. Yeah. So.
So, not much time off. All 4 of you guys playing basketball, correct?
Yeah.
What are the thoughts on the basketball season? The quick turnaround. What are the expectations?
Well, we're gonna try to win. Obviously, I mean, we got a good group coming in. So as long as we work together, I don't see why we can't put a couple W's up on the board.
Yeah.
Well, my thing was, you know, we turned in gear. I mean, these guys are on there. There's some other guys that are on the football team that's on that basketball pro team. I mean, there's no doubt they have a very good opportunity to win our conference. Yeah. And I think that should be a goal they put out there. But it's going to take them a while. Takes a while to get your legs back from when you're on a field compared to going on a court, I think would be the hardest thing that they're going to have to go through.
Looking back on the season, this is for all of you guys, outside of obviously winning the state title, is there any moment that stands out to you guys as, you know, maybe a favorite moment from the season, a favorite play, a favorite game? Obviously, the semifinal against Mendon kind of comes to mind, being able to do that on your home field. But for personal, you know, for you guys personally, is there any moment or any game that stands out for you on the season?
Start with Logan.
One thing that stuck out to me the most, especially in the playoffs, with me not being able to be out there, meant a lot. After I got hurt, the community support and the players obviously wanted to get it done for me. And we were down a couple times at half, and we went in there saying, this is what we got to do. We got to go out there. So beyond me being supported while injured and coming back at half.
I would say, like, my favorite part was being able to play at home all the way till going to the state championship.
Was that a pretty big there, Coach, to be able to stay through there all the way to state semifinals?
When we got done with last year, we knew we wanted to play home. So that's why we scheduled Alcona, which we knew they were going to be good, and we scheduled Bay City All Saints. We knew they were going to get 7-8 wins.
And you had Brown City.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then you just take our regular. But we don't have any control of the conference, but we have that game 9 and that game 1 we have a little control over, and so that's what we kind of do to try to pump those points up.
Preston, would you want to finish your point or not?
No, that's just playing home.
I don't think just one game stood out to me. I think me and Brandon at linebacker probably stood out the most for me all season. I mean, we both had, I don't know the total number, but I think we were both over 100 tackles on the year. So, I mean, that's a pretty insane mark to even hit. And, you know, him being a sophomore, he can only get better from here. And, you know, it was very, very nice to have a linebacker I could trust that I knew that was going to go to the right hole at the right time.
Yeah, like Corbin said, not one game stood out to me. It was this whole season was truly a blessing. You know, every day, you never didn't ever think like, oh, I got to go to practice. It was always, yeah, we got football practice, and we
like it's. I can't wait to go to practice. Right?
Yeah,
and we all had one goal, and I think obviously we achieved that. So it was good time all year.
And coach, the defense, let's talk about your coaches, man. They're seeing things sometimes that you may miss. You really do lean on your coaches. You can see the big hug out there on the field. You don't lean on them?
Or no, they I lean don't on miss you? Anything, no.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, you have those extra set eyes. You hear that one word, maybe goes, oh, yeah. Maybe, you know, that's something you're seeing that I'm not seeing out there. And great defensive adjustment to have your brother out there. What's it like to have him? I know he's the younger brother, but great adjustment in the second half. You talk about the tackling. The game tackling got better and better, you know, as the game progressed here. But great adjustments by your brother, Dan.
Well, you know, it starts right off, you know, Dan and Steve Blashill and Eric Burns and Ryan Puzan. You know, Ryan just came on this year, but if you take Eric and Steve and Dan and I, we have many years together, and we just aren't coaches on the fall. We are best friends. And I forever be remiss because Lou Garza's out there. I'll hear this. But Lou's been on staff forever. Yeah. I coached Chris, his son, and I coached his grand. That's the great thing about – I don't know, it's great. It kind of shows how old I am. But when you're starting to – we had a few kids that I already had coached, went through our program. I'm coaching their sons now. You know, when you're coaching with your best friends, we have no problem with telling each other the way it is. And when it's said and done, it's said and done. But we're all, there's no doubt, there isn't an ego. You know, there's going to be games where we're going to give up 16 points in the first quarter. And it's beyond Dan's control and beyond Steve's control. The thing is that we just got to get it done. And it'd be like us. If we're getting stuffed, they got to get some stops. And I just think there's a push and a pull there a little bit. I mean, we had to score a lot of points against Mendon. You know, we knew we were going to have to put some up against them. And there was some other score. Well, the Elkhona game, I mean, that went back and forth. But we're going to get a stop. Mm-hmm. But we just got to keep scoring. And I just think that there's, again, I mean, it's just not me and these guys. I mean, this whole staff, this whole football program, we're all buddies. We love each other and we're willing to do anything for each other. And I think that's pretty evident of what you've been seeing throughout the year. And we got a group that says, well, we're going to do exactly what you want us to do, coach, and we're going to do it at a high level. And I think that's what we saw. And besides, you know, I'm never going to let my brother live it down, but they only had to face like 8 plays in the second half. Let's go back to that. But the best defense can sometimes be the best offense.
Well, the defense wins championships.
But they can. Yeah. And, yeah. But yeah. But they've done a great job all year, and we all have a lot of experience. Yeah. I'm just glad that I was able to share that experience with these guys, and they took it to another level to win a state championship, make this community proud, make the area proud. And, you know, just can't say enough about these guys.
Also, having that defense out there, you're not having to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Barely, right?
Right.
How did it feel not to be, have a healthy quarterback on the sideline, coach? That's got to be great.
Well, the worst thing is if, like, Pickford got 2 scores on us and Hunter saying, put me on defense. Like, well, there was always the big picture here. Keep him fresh because we're going to get him. We're going to catch him sooner or later. And just because, you know, we play a lot of kids here at Deckerville. We have a lot of – we only had 2 kids that actually started that went both ways to start the game. So, and we have crossovers, but that changes by formation and stuff. But we play a lot of kids, and it's just a matter of time before score. We're fresher than they were, and I think you saw that in the fourth quarter too, and in the third quarter. Maybe you saw it the whole second half, because we thought at halftime, we said it right at halftime. I told you guys at halftime, I said they're down. I mean, they're got their helmets off. They're acting like, and we're going. There's no hands on the hips here. I mean, we were just going. So I think that was something that was evident.
So, you know, we only have a small part of the team here. We got to talk about the other members. That offensive line, talk about that. Defensive line also. Talk about those players, those who are not here.
Logan Shanks, I mean, man, he saved the best for last. His last three games of blocking was tremendous, and then he caught a huge ball, you know, in the back of the end zone, caught another ball that got us a first down and kept the chains moving. He had a tremendous year. Jackson Peruski, the sophomore that was playing guard on our JV, and we just kind of got into the winter and said, we need a center, and hey, you want to do it? And he just busted his butt. I'm going to probably be the most improved player, I would probably say. Yeah. If I had a vote, I thought for him to be a center, and he had to do, he ended up, we tried to give him a lot of double teams early, but he wasn't getting a lot of double teams against some of our teams, not much help. So he was doing a pretty good job. Caden Franzel improved a lot. He just played that left guard, it was a great compliment, both you guys, because we pull guards quite a bit. So, you know, you got Preston coming around the corner one time, you got him coming around the corner. So they both did both were great. I mean, and Preston's an all-stater from last year. And, you know, Logan Martin, Ian both were at the other end. Logan, again, you know, is a great receiver, and he's a great blocker. And Ian's kind of cut to the same. He, you know, but Ian was playing a lot more defense at the time. Well, you're playing defense too. We tried splitting the time with those guys during the game, just to try to keep them both a little more fresher, because they were both going before the injury. So, and then you can't leave out Chase, because Chase Lamont was probably, you know, you take a fullback that's going to go take on dudes that are 60, 70, 80 pounds heavier than you, and you're actually succeeding doing it. That says a lot about him and his mental toughness, I'd say.
So my new play-by-play partner, Jeremy Burgess, he's on his way up. He's nervous as heck, calling his first state championship game. He says, and then his mom took over driving, I guess, or something. So he goes, I'm going to write down some notes here. He showed me the notes before the game, here's his notes. Preston Holman, and Trenton Park need to control the edge. That was one point. And he said, hold Pickford under 30, and the first one who scores 30 wins the game. One of Deckerville's other backs is going to have a good game other than Garza, Parker Merriman. His other point, withstand Pickford's first quarter punch. And they have to... they have outscored opponents 256-6 in the first quarter. That didn't work out in the first half. Second half, all those points, boom, the adjustments were made, and it came to be. Pretty good points there.
Yeah, it looks like crystal ball. He must have been in, because we didn't score in the first quarter, did we? So that stat line was accurate. And again, I mean, take nothing away from Pickford. They're very well coached, very good at technique. We knew that coming in, and it's hard to simulate that type of offense and a couple of things they did. And I think after we started adjusting to their speed and the way they were blocking us, plus I think we wore them out. I think that's kind of what you saw, and those are great points right there. I like them.
Yeah, me too. I didn't like him in the first half. The second half, yes.
First quarter.
Now,
all four of you guys are seniors. It's a great senior class that's going to be leaving Deckerville. But what do you feel about the impact that you've left with these younger players, and how do you feel they're going to fill in, you know, next season and then the seasons past that?
Yeah, I think they're going to be just fine. You know, like this senior class, I would say, is pretty hardworking. You know, there's a lot of us in the weight room, so those younger kids, I think, would look up to us, and that everyone started buying in the weight room. So I think as long as they just keep that going, and like Coach said, we've all been really accountable this year. Like, we're just going to do them. If you're not doing 100%, doing something wrong, So I think, you know, those younger kids seeing that and everyone's going 100%, I think they're just going to be just fine, and the coaching is, they'll be good.
I think our whole senior class, very great leaders. You know, any questions that these kids had, they could come to us and not have to worry about us making fun of them. Logan did a great job with Ian. Even when he was hurt, he was sitting there telling Ian what he needed to do at end. Corbin helping Brandon all season was great. Hunter in Mendon was out for play, and you know, just having kids. You know, you had Isaac Beaver that was ready to go. Ian came off the field and took a snap, and then, I mean, eventually Parker went in there. But great leaders, teaching kids what they need to be doing, and everyone was prepared because of the senior leadership.
And another thing too is like by the end of the season, we had sophomores lead and we had juniors lead, and like everyone started kind of taking that role over. And
yeah. Logan, being on the sideline, did you feel like, hey, maybe I can coach somebody up here? I'm not going to just stand here.
There was a couple times I had to pull Jesse Kabaki off to the side, and that's not a bad thing. I'd rather tell him what he's
improvement
doing.
He had through the season.
Yeah. He did a great job. I mean, at first, he was a little shaky like everybody else would be, but you just got to tell him to read his key, use technique, and this is what you got to look for. And as long as the kid knew what he was looking for, then he could get it done.
I think the other key, a coach, is when you have a team that buys in, you know, like the Lions, you have a coach like Coach Campbell. This team bought in, didn't they? They bought it.
Yeah, we're all in, and it was pretty evident. And, you know, I think, and I mean, we, even when we were down multiple games during the year, to finish games when we were down, a lot of people would say, hey, it takes a lot of guts, and it shows a lot of character when you can come from behind. It's hard to do. I mean, in any sport, any level, and especially what happened Saturday, to get the ball on the half yard line and show, you know, your mental toughness and your will. You know, we imposed our will, I would say, that last 9 minutes. I mean, it doesn't happen at any level, let alone the level we're at.
Anything else?
No, I think that's all I got.
I got one more
thing. I was a little surprised that Pickford punted the ball back to you guys there on that last drive. Obviously, they weren't expecting you guys to take 9 minutes off of the clock. But I do think at that point in the game, the momentum had shifted pretty heavily in your favor. But, yeah, I mean, Pickford was they were a very good team. They were very impressive. Coming into it, you know, knowing the fact that they started eight guys both ways, I think it was the expectation that you were going to kind of wear them down in the second half. But that was a good football team.
Yeah, well, you know, at that time when they punted to us, you know, they probably never had been down in the second half, right, let alone in the fourth quarter. And, you know, you're going to think a little different if you haven't been there. And we've been there. Mm-hmm. We've been there. And then they call – I think they called a timeout. Then they came out, and I think they were going to fake punt, mm-hmm, hoping that we would go for a return again. Well, then they had to take the second timeout, if you remember right. Yeah. And that – you know, now you've, you know, what are you going to do? We're in defense. We know you're going to try to go for it. And I think they might have, did they get a delay? And it was maybe the second night or fourth and nine. But regardless, it was, what else? That's a great punt. Yeah. And if you're going to pin
one
us,
yard line, yeah,
you got to pin us. They can pin their ears back, and they know we're not going to get fancy. Mm-hmm. You know, my brother did say, I thought you were going to throw it on first down in the end zone. Because I am. I'll do stuff that's crazy sometimes. But no, I just said, well, let's grind her out. Let's see what happens. Because, you know, we went back and forth with trying to run some power at them. But we ended up in a lot of different formation. We were switching up a lot. But we were starting to get a little bit stuff with our power game, especially when we're even in gun running some power. So we said, well, let's get an eye and let's see what happens. And we were able to run. Hunter was able to run some sweeps out of that. We were able to run some quarterback sneaks, which hits really quick up front. And then, you know, Parker ran hard, and he was getting extra yards after he was getting hit. So it was just, you know, just a drive I would have never, I don't know, 18 play drive that doesn't, that wins it but doesn't score. It's amazing to me.
Yeah. Or even that
second half drive, the first touchdown, first possession for either team, and you drain all that clock. Hunter, when you guys got the touchdown, the PAT kick, did you feel like, I think we got them? You know, I think these are the plays that is going to win this game. Was there any confidence, or was it still like a little bit in the back of your mind, you know, still got to be careful, this is a good team? But did you feel like, oh, we're finding something here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we knew they were a good team, but
you don't want to tell your coach coach that at first level. You just a little piece of your mind. Yeah.
Right. No, I, like I said, I think, like Coach said at halftime, just believe. And everyone kept believing. And I knew, like, we were always a second-half team. So after that first score, you know, obviously there's no reason to celebrate because we're still down, so we got to go get one more. But I trust the defense to get us a stop, and that's what they did. And we capitalized.
All right, so you guys have it sunk in? I mean, have you had time to celebrate, Coach, when you got back, or is it just like...
No, not much, yeah. You know, just a little bit, but not much. It's just, like I said, I don't think it's really sunk in with me yet. I, you know, I'm just kind of, I don't know, I hopefully sooner or later will, but, you know, we're just trying to, you know, we have great, I have a great relationship with these guys, and that's the hardest thing for me at this point, and that's the most important thing to me right now. Mm-hmm. That state championship is, can mean nothing, but the relationship we have is, we're tight, so we're, I'll get through that, and then we'll say, oh, yeah, hey, we won number two. It's very hard to do, even to get to a state championship, let alone to be a four, and to win two. It's just, again, I just, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, I know it's hard to choose which one's your favorite one, but...
Don't make them do that.
All of them.
Oh.
No, you know, we have a lot of great teams and a lot of great kids that's go through here, and it was like last year. I didn't want to quit last year. That was a really good group of kids last year. But most of the time when our kids, they get dialed in, you know, we're going to compete, and that's what these guys did. And I just think we always, and you gave Hunter the question about, you know, getting the ones. We knew we had to get the one more score, but like I said, we're always going to keep going. If we would have got stopped and would have had the punt and Pickford would have scored again, we're always dialing up till he took that. Until he got that first down, and our offensive line, that my brother said, hey, and it, you know, that hole was huge,
yeah,
that you ran through, and to get that first down, until that, and then we knew we just had to take a knee. I mean, we were going to grind, and we were going to whatever we had to do, and I think that was just our mentality all year, that we wanted this so bad, and then we were willing to sacrifice and to put up everything we had to get that done.
Anybody have a wrap up?
Yeah. I would just like to say, off that touchdown that we got coming right off, that confidence thing that Coach brought up. As soon as we were down five, I was like, we got this. I came in, I knew that our team we're a great team, and I had full confidence that we were gonna win this game. And then once Brandon caught that touchdown on 4th and 15, I was like, yeah, this game's over.
Just felt like you had your will.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say something about, so like how they didn't score in the second half. And everyone is asking what our second half adjustments were. There was really no second half adjustments. Okay. I mean, in practice, we practiced it with scout team running at us, and we had the game plan going in, and I just don't think we executed perfectly in the first half. But second half, we were flawless, and they only had two drives, and I actually didn't even notice that they only had the ball twice. But, you know, I think we just executed flawless on our plan. The coaches got us ready, and there was really no second half adjustment for us.
Logan?
Yeah, so I think if you look at Pickford's record, they had not had a close game all year. I think the closest game was 36-18, and so I think we knew that if we worked hard, like, because they've never played a full four quarters of football, and we've had to fight a couple games, like against Brown City. We've had to fight, and it comes down to even. We had to practice in a YMCA gym the day before the game, and that wasn't easy, but we made the best of it and got focused up and worked as hard as we could. So I think the preparation, I'd like to thank the coaches and the community. You know, they loved us. They put a lot of time and money into us, and without them, we would be nothing. So,
how about you, Hunter? Can you wrap up?
Yeah, you know, I think that game really showed, like, our physicality. You know, we, like Coach said, that last drive, you know, Pickford, I think, kind of gave up just because we were hitting him and punching him in the mouth so hard. And, you know, you got to credit the O-line for that. All those guys are giving it their all. And we kept telling each other, you know, 9 minutes for the rest of our lives. This is it right here. And we had to go down and finish a game. So
it takes strong character and trust, Coach.
Yeah. That's what we have with each other. And, you know, I think that game epitomizes us. And, I mean, you look at these guys as – you know, sophomores, and we kind of, you know, as they matured and as we evolved, our offense evolved, our defense evolved. We kept getting better. I told Mike at the beginning of the year, you know, we weren't starting off with a base play sheet. We started off with the semifinal play sheet that we played against Adrian Lenaway. There might have been something, a couple more on there. So when you can start off like that, and then, you know, sure, we had a tough start, just like the game was, you know, and once we kind of figured out what we were doing, you know, we imposed our will on them, and we finished with showing character of a champion. And, That's these guys' personalities, and that's all of our personalities together. And I think that's what that whole game just epitomizes these guys' career, to be honest with you.
All right,
last 3 years.
How many years now coaching, Coach 30?
Too many.
Are you over 30 now?
38. 32 is head coach.
32 is head coach.
Right.
I think you need one more.
All of the
in that trophy case.
I think, yeah, you go for 40 years as head coach, you should be able to get another one under you.
You know what? No. You know what? The goal is to get there, and you really don't know how
hard it is.
You know, it's very hard, but the other thing is we don't know. We might be Division II, and we might get – I mean, everything's about matchups and where we'll be. You know, when you really look at where we're going to be next year, I think if our kids get in the weight room, you know, we're going to be decent. I think there's going to be a chance we can maybe make a run next year if we get lucky. Maybe they work hard enough. Maybe they can get to where these guys are. But it takes a lot of hard work, and unless they're willing to put it up, it ain't going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to see the progress, you know, from 3 years ago, you know, from that regional loss, and then you got past that last year, went to the state semifinals, lose to a state champion themselves, and then bam, you know what the goal was. It's either win the state title or this year, it doesn't matter. League titles, no, it's the state title. That was the goal, I think. It felt like this team was really focused on. Of course, you want to focus on each game, but it's hard to, you know, sometimes not want to look too far ahead. But it seemed like each game, you had to make your, I guess you stick to your game plan, but sometimes teams throw different things at you. But, hey, mission accomplished. Congratulations. It was a great total team effort. I mean, you had so many playmakers also. You really couldn't put your finger on it. Of course, there's one guy here, but you can't do it without the team.
That's right.
It's not you. It's the team, coaches, and the community as well. It's a great community, by the way, so that's family. All right, the MHSAA High School A Player Football Division I State Champions, the Decker Eagles. Want to thank Logan Martin for coming in. Can you slam dunk the rim this year or not?
No.
No, you can't? Okay, we're not going to shoot those threes, make it rain?
Maybe, probably not.
Okay.
We'll see.
Preston Holman, thank you for coming in as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Corbin Schabowski, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And Hunter Garza as well. Thank you for coming
in. The answer.
Yeah, did you learn anything from your dad when he was quarterback?
Yeah, he's taught me some stuff.
Yeah? Who's a better quarterback, Coach? Who's a better quarterback?
Hunter.
Say that again?
Hey. It's Hunter.
Chris. Oh.
His dad will even say it.
Yeah, my dad will admit it.
Yeah. Congratulations, Decker Eagles. Go Eagles!
Go Eagles! Sir,
that's right.
All right, they're tired. All right, thank you guys for coming in. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, and go Lions. Go Lions as well.
That mic's kicking your butt.
Yeah,
all right. Square home.
Thank you guys for coming in. I know we talked this whole time without a commercial break here. Thank you for coming in. And good. Hey, Coach, congratulations.
No, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me have a picture with a trophy, too, there, Mike. I got a picture with a trophy as well. Thank you, gentlemen. Take a Gatorade, water, cookies, anything you want out of the fridge if you like.
Thank you.
Thank you. For the rest of this Tuesday.
All right, we're going to keep it right here. And thank you, Coach, for coming in as they just run out of the studio here live on Facebook Live.
They got to get ready for North.
You're not
France.
Even on camera the whole time. Well, yeah. You can scoot up here if you want to see.
No, it's all right.
No,
I'll stay
move up here so people
I'll
can see
off.
It. Come on, Mike. I think you look silly with your. There you are with the hoodie and the Detroit Tigers hat on right now. Yeah. There you are.
All right.
How about that?
That was awesome.
I mean, I couldn't go to commercial break. I said, no, this is too good to stop.
Yeah, they weren't nervous or anything. That's great, yeah.
Did we do okay?
State champions. So.
Yeah, did we do okay, you think?
No.
No?
Not really. But
no, you don't think we did very good?
It's all right.
It was okay?
We did okay.
We did
You
okay.
did good, Eddie.
I tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. A game is all about emotion, isn't it? It can be emotion. But, you know, when you were there, the fans, you know, they got nervous too, but you could feel that build up there.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that progress in the second half, you know.
Yeah.
It started in the second quarter, I think. You know, like, I forgot about that late stop they had.
That late stop, yeah, I think that forgot was about that. That was a huge, yeah, huge stop.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, great. Thank you for them to come in. It takes a lot. It's a long day at school, first of all. Long day for Coach. He owns some businesses, mm-hmm, as you know. You know, Brown's Marketplace. He has a place in Harbor Beach as well.
Yep.
Over here in Sandusky, the gas station. Mr. Chips. Is it still called Mr. Chips? Or is
no, it's no, called Brown's, man.
I don't know.
Come on.
That's what it'd be like. You know, people still stick to the old names, like Yale, yeah, Rubber, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But Brown's, you know, gas station. And on top of that, being a coach.
Yep.
These are long nights. It's like Eddie Fury hours.
Yeah. Yep. Well, so, and they got
Sports Reporter hours.
Basketball practice already. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
So thank you to those players. Don't forget about those other players, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big pieces. For that big piece of offense to work, it took everybody. I mean, you saw the blocking down the field, you know, later on, those sweep runs. That was a key. Parker Merriman, like in the points that Jeremy Burgess had,
mm-hmm,
that was a great point at the end.
Yeah.
Have another back, you know, prepared in the second half. Pickford won't know what's coming to them anymore.
So. Well, I think you look at some of the younger players, and they mentioned them, of course, like Brandon Solowitz at linebacker.
Winning touchdown, too.
Game-winning touchdown. Sophomore Jackson Peruski. Ian Flanagan going both ways. So there's going to be a lot of talent coming back for this Deckerville team.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have to fill the holes of these seniors. But I think, you know, talent-wise, it's going to be hard to replace them. I think their leadership has really, they've passed it along to these younger players. So I don't think that's something they're going to have to, that's not something they're going to have to worry about. You're going to see these younger players step into these roles. They're going to have to find a quarterback next season.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one. But the expectation doesn't change for Deckerville football. Every year, every time I talk to Bill Brown in the preseason, the expectation and the goal is to make it to the state finals and win a championship game. So that'll be the goal.
I think I forgot to tell you to tell them bring the trophy in.
Yeah, yeah. I assumed they just took it everywhere with them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would do.
I'm just curious who has it right now.
Yeah.
So maybe it's in Coach's car or truck. All right. We're in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a little bit more sports to talk about.
We'll try and get a hold of Scotty B.
Yeah, there's another team
Millington
about to make the action. They're going to the state finals. That's the Millington Cardinals, a Big Thumb Conference team. Nice to have them in our Thumb area, in our conference, Median Conference as well. So that's going to come in this hour. After our news, we're going to take a break, a much-needed break here. Again, thank you to the Deckerville Eagles, some of the team members showing up, and especially head coach Bill Brown. Always trying to find time for us late in the season.
Yep.
You know, that's just a lot of time and heart to put into it with different reporters and all that. So,
yeah.
All right. And thank you to the Thumb Sports Writers Association out there as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. We'll be right back here. It is Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM. This is our fall sports season wrap up. We'll be right back.
Wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60 pound washer that washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials too at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck.
You're on the Thumbs Information Station, 660 WMIC AM Sandusky and 95.3 FM W237 EQ Sandusky.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler with Kohler's Propane. Everyone at Kohler's in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe would like to extend to you and your family the warmest of holiday wishes. To you, our customers, we thank you for your loyalty, your feedback, and your support. You have helped our business to grow, enabling us to give back to the residents and communities that we serve. At Kohler's, we have a commitment to serve you with the best products at the best prices. We hope you can spend some quality time with your family and reflect on everything we have to be thankful for. Thanks again for letting us serve you. Kohler's Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. For information, call 800-572-2191 or visit our website, getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from the used department at Moore Motor Sales.
And this is Dawn Foote from the new car sales.
Hey, Dawn, we got some great deals going this month. You want to hear what they are?
I do.
This month, on select vehicles, we're giving $3,500 more than what your car's worth.
Mike, why would we do such a thing?
Actually, we won't. We will give you fair market value on whatever you're looking at. And you know why we're not going to give you that much money over what your trade is worth?
Because that's not possible.
It is not possible, and it's not true. Well, what will we do for the first 10 people through the door?
We will treat them just like the next 10,000 people.
So we're not going to do a special deal for the first 10?
No, why would we do something like that? Because we treat every customer the same.
So if you want a dealer who won't pressure you to race down here for false promises, but merely to get treated fairly and honestly, come down to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, Michigan, and see me, Mike.
And me, Dawn Foote.
For the real deal. Moore Motors.
Welcome back to the Thumb Sports Line Fall Season Sports Wrap-Up here on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at stlacbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. I'm Eddie Fury. Mike Gallagher with me still. Go ahead and say hello.
Still here.
Okay, making sure it still works there. So, is it still working? Can you hear?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Also, on the phone with us, we still have another guest. We thought we were dead to him. But I think he's forgiven us.
We mended our fences.
Scott Bowlesby from the Tuscola County Advertiser and WIDL Sports 92.1. Scotty, how you doing?
You know, you guys bring me on after Bill Brown and the Deckerville Eagle state championship team. It's like, I feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel like went on after, like, the Rolling Stones. Like, I should be opening. I shouldn't be playing after them. This is just not fair to me. Everyone else has turned off the show by now, and you know, the main event is over with. They're just like, oh, it's Tyson versus Logan Paul. Like, let's turn it off. We already know how this is gonna go. So,
well, all of the Millington listeners were patiently waiting for us to get done with Deckerville. Yeah. They said, well, where the heck is Scotty B?
Yeah, because congratulations has to go out to the Millington Cardinals in the Big Thumb Conference, making this a very tough and healthy conference. First of all, when that happens, Scotty, let's go way back. Let's go back to week one. Having Millington in this Big Thumb Conference might have had other teams shaking in their cleats. I think it just makes the conference stronger. It's going to make everybody better.
Yeah, no, and that's what they wanted when Millington was brought in. They wanted to... I mean, Millington's been wanting to join the Thumb area teams for a while now. They wanted to have that competition with teams in the Thumb area, and they finally got, you know, invited over, and everyone, well, I shouldn't say everyone, but, you know, most of the conference agreed that it was better off, and, yeah, like, they're coming in here, and they are, they're just going to strengthen the conference, I think. People are going to obviously have to play harder. They're going to have to play better, but in that same breath, you know, Millington knows that teams are going to be gunning for them, and, you know, talking to them, and they know that, you know, there's no slouches in this league. You obviously have you know, a defending state champion in Ubley. You have a Harbor Beach team that made a great run. You have a Cassidy team that's constantly playing tough, not afraid to hit people. You have Laker, who's constantly, you know, churning out players, churning out tough players. You know, it's just it's you know, and it's gonna be fun for everybody all around. And this was just a year that, you know, going into it, we kind of had a feeling that this is gonna be a special year for Millington, and they've turned that special year into a once in a lifetime type of opportunity. It's just crazy. You know, the conference this year, obviously churning out a 8-player state champion, and now they got a team in the finals and 11-player. So it's an exciting year for the Big Thumb Conference in their first year.
Exciting for the Millington Cardinals. They defeat North Muskegon 35-28 last week. Finally got over that hump, Scotty, making it to the state finals. Yeah. This is their first state finals?
It is, yes. It's the worth noting, as I'm in the Cassidy parking lot and two legends just walked by me, Al DeMont and Ray Lee. So, sorry, I got a little starstruck there for a second.
Yeah. Could you put them on the phone, Scott?
Yeah, I'll chase them down. I know I'd rather talk to him than me, but this is the first time Millington's ever made it, and the first time that a Tuscola County-based team. Now, I know USA's been there, Frankenmuth's been there, but they're not based in Tuscola County. This is the first team from Tuscola County to ever make the finals in either 8 or 11. And it's funny, Al DeMont's now coming back. I'm not even joking. He turned around, he came back.
So because he just saw us.
That sixth sense.
He just saw a sports writer legend himself.
Yeah.
he turned around. But, it's an exciting time. You know, as somebody that covers Millington and the Millington area, and I really hope that they get the support that they deserve. And, you know, this is a monumental moment for them. And it's just an exciting time in the Thumb area. Like I said, they got a state champion in Deckerville, and now, you know, a team in Millington that it's long overdue. You know, seven cracks at it. They finally get through, and, you know, they're 1-6 now all time in the state semifinals. And that, you know, that one obviously sticks out big time for them now, because they're getting an opportunity to go to Ford Field and play for the ultimate crown. But, you know, it's just getting a Ford Field in Division 7 or any division is just an accomplishment within itself.
Yeah, when it comes to the state semifinals, Scotty, at this game, this was a neutral mm-hmm. sites, and against North Muskegon, how tough was this team for Millington? It seemed like to be one of the closest games that Millington had throughout since the regular season.
Yeah, they were very good. I mean, there was the first point that Millington had given up in the first quarter all season, which is amazing to me. But once you look back, their defense was stout all regular season. I think the most they gave up was to Sandusky earlier in the season. And then you go in the postseason, and they shut out a couple teams, including Pawama Westphalia in the regional. And we knew it was going to be a different beast with North Muskegon, because they went to Menominee. They knocked off Menominee when Menominee the previous year went toe-to-toe with Jacksonville and Christie in Division 7. So we knew it was going to be a battle. Going into it, though, people were asking me about it, and anything that I read about the North Muskegon squad was, it's going to be like looking in a mirror image of each other. They had a good quarterback. They had good playmakers. They had a good defense. Game starts off, a fumble, turns right around. Then Landon Russell picks off just an amazing interception. It gets knocked out by Owen Krieger, popped up in the air. Russell comes underneath it. Didn't even see it at first. I didn't realize that it was an interception. Chris had to tell me, Wilcox. And he takes off with it, and that scored the first touchdown of the night or the day. And it was just, it was back and forth. And halftime seemed like it could be anybody's game. And then Millington came out, made a big stop, and just kind of befuddled North Muskegon. They ran out of a little bit of energy there, and Millington really sucked the wind out of their sails, and they really took that momentum and was running with it. Then they go up, and we're kind of getting a little comfortable, but not too comfortable. North Muskegon comes back and scores back-to-back touchdowns, and they really made it a game. It was down to 7 points, and Millington was able to, you know, wind it down and get out of there with the win. But, you know, I'm sure talking to Coach Dantine and talking to Coach Jermaine, you're obviously excited, semifinal win, but I know that they said this week is going to be, you know, even the kids were saying, you know, I know this week is going to be, for lack of better words, hell, because they're going to be preparing for a state final game. And, you know, they knew they're going to be working their butts off this week. And so far, that's what I've heard. They're at SVSU today. They're going to be there again tomorrow. Then they're going to be having a Thanksgiving together. They're going to have a practice on Thanksgiving. And then Friday, actually, wow, kind of cool news, Detroit Country Day is offering up their facilities, wow, free of charge to Millington to use. So they're going to go down there before they, you know, check in the hotel and stuff and then settle in for the night. I think Friday afternoon they're going to be going down to Detroit Country Day and using their facilities to get a little bit more practice. So they're going to be really hitting it hard. And, you know, coming off that win, it's obviously a huge win, but they know that the job isn't done yet. And North Muskegon, though, I got to give it to them. They were a great squad, very good on both sides of the ball, just a very good squad and a fun game to watch. And that's what you wanted out of a semifinal game. You didn't want to blow out. You wanted it to come down, you know, to – you know, the better team wins. And honestly, I think the better team won that day.
Yeah, well-balanced offense for the Millington Cardinals. 8-12 for passing, 122 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns as well. Rushing-wise, 56 carries, 252 yards. And they also had 3 touchdowns in the game against North Muskegon. That's astonishing. At the time of possession with 56 carries, that could take up a lot of time also for them. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, and I got to give a shout-out. You know, Truck has done a great job leading that team, but Dallas Walsh, and a kid that, you know, we've been excited about for the last couple of years, waiting for him to really break out, and he really saved the best for last. He's really broken out. Obviously, the Pauama-Westphalia game, if you look at the stats for that, not exactly sexy or anything, but he has run the ball well. He has done a lot of good stuff well. But he's just been a fun player to watch, and he's really, really led this team, stepped up as a senior, and he's really just a different type of player right now. He's matured a ton over the past couple weeks. Just on the field, he's a leader. He's always been that way, but he's a different type of player, and I've talked to a couple other coaches from around the area, and they said they've been waiting for Dallas to really kind of turn into that hard-nosed runner that they knew he could be. And they said he's really stepped it up since the end of the regular season. And, you know, just another big game out of him. And he's just a kid that is just – he's a load to take down. And it's just been a fun – it's been fun to watch him really develop and become the type of player that he is right now.
Yeah, Truck Turbush, as I said, the quarterback you mentioned, he also carried the ball.
Yes.
21 carries, 67 yards, and a touchdown. Dallas Walsh, 2 touchdowns rushing, 23 carries, 121 yards. But I like the ball distribution and rushing against North Muskegon. Bryce Martin carried the ball 5 times, 32 yards, 7 carries for Landon Russell, a senior, 32 yards as well. So they really distributed the ball to really make it hard for the Norsemen to really focus on who to really stop.
Yeah. And they threw the ball well again. Bryce Martin, I sent you guys a photo of it. Just an absolutely amazing play in the back of the end zone, stretched out. He's not a big kid, and he used every single possible inch that he had in his body to just stretch out and grab the ball and pull it in for the touchdown. He had 2 touchdowns on the day. He's just a squirrely fast kid, and he can really sneak around some people and just a fun player to watch. And they've been, like you said, they've been distributing the ball really well. And Owen Krieger's really stepped up in the wide receiver role. And as you said, Truck Turbush, just an absolute leader. And I got to put out another stat too. This is props to the offensive line and Truck Turbush and his feet, or his legs, I should say. They have yet to give up a sack in the postseason. Now, knock on wood, I know that they're going up against a tough defense in Monroe, St. Mary Catholic, but that's pretty amazing through the postseason to yet give up a sack. So I had to give a shout-out to them on that success this season.
Yeah, protect that quarterback. Look what Deckerville did to protect a quarterback, you know, now play him on defense.
Yeah.
O-line making it really tough for teams to take down guards. I know they have before, mm-hmm. But, you know, he's healthy.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Another receiver, like you mentioned, Bryce Martin, 2 touchdowns, 76 yards receiving. But Owen, is it Krieger or Kruger?
Yeah, Owen Krieger.
46 yards receiving, also 5 receptions. To have that many offensive weapons, good to have here when you get to a state final here. Because sometimes when they're focused on one, you know, Dallas Walsh or a Bryce Martin, mm-hmm. that may open the gates for these other players. You know, not as many rushing or receiving yards, but really maybe open up this offense for Millington.
Yeah, and Landon Russell, we've seen him. Hey, he has the big playmaker ability. It's just, you know, you got to find that in him again. He went down with that injury late in the season, and it seems like, you know, he's been doing a pretty good job on defense. He's just needing to get things going on offense. And, you know, he touched the ball 7 times last week. or on Saturday, I should say, and he did have a fumble in the game, you know, but at the same time, he has the ability to break off a big play, and I don't know if it's the injury bothering him or if it's just, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly what it is. It just doesn't seem like he's the same type of player, but we know he's got it in him. We know that kid's fast. We saw it in the interception. We saw it all season long, breaking off big runs, breaking off big pass plays. So, you know, watch out if they can get him in some open space. You know, he can turn on the burners, and he could be one of those kids that can really, you know, come up and surprise, you know, Monroe St. Mary. But I'm sure they have him on the radar. I'm sure they see enough film. But, yeah, he's another one that could step up and have a big week.
What's the status in Brevin Hendricks?
Brevin Hendricks, I mean, Brevin Hendricks is, they call him a, I mean, every, you know, I talked to Brett Ross from Cass City, and he just raves about the kid. Brett Ross is an assistant coach on the Cass City football team, and he just raves. He goes, I don't care what anybody says, what stats say. He goes, number 11 on Millington is a dude. He is the best player in the Thumb area. That kid can play football. He knows how to play football. He blocks, he hits, he can catch the ball, he can run the ball. He didn't play a big role in the offensive side on Saturday, but he does his job on the end. He does a great job blocking, opens up those lanes, opens up that outside for the runners, and he just does a great job all around. He's just a physical big kid. And like I said, the stat sheet doesn't always show it, but you know he's there, and he's always sticking his nose in everything and getting involved he's just a great kid to have on your team. He's just, like I said, he's a physical kid and just a fun kid to watch. And one of those kids that just does stuff that doesn't, you know, jump out at you on the stat sheet all the time. But when he does, you know he's there.
All right. So, Scotty, you're covering the game.
Yes.
State final at Ford Field. Is this your first or second to cover a game on radio?
On the radio, we did the Frankenmuth game back in 2021 during COVID year.
Yeah.
Okay. So we did the game that year. It was really weird. I think you guys went down there that year too, right? For Ubley? The same year, right?
Yeah, we had Ubley. Yep. Yep.
Yep. So it was just a weird year. I didn't feel like we really got to enjoy it. And then a couple years ago, we went down to cover Frankenmuth, but didn't call it. That was a little bit more fun, but I'm excited because, you know, yeah, it's Frankenmuth, but this is Millington. This is one of our true schools. This is, you know, I've gotten to know the people there, the coaches, the kids. Like I said on the air a couple days ago, Dallas Walsh gave me a hug after the regional championship game, and I was afraid he was going to, you know, break my back. He just gave me this huge hug after. And, yeah, I mean, it just, you know, these kids are great kids and got to know them. And it's an exciting time because you've been, you know, every year we watch them and, okay, they're going to get there. And then they hit the semifinal and they play a Jackson Lumen Christie or, you know, they run into somebody in a regional or whatever the case might be. And, you know, they fall just short. So just to see them finally get there, you know, Coach Dantine, never seen them more happy, or Coach Jermaine. I mean, they were just ecstatic on Saturday. They're two great guys. And I'm just excited for them personally. And it's just a personal excitement for them. But it's going to be fun. And I'm excited to, you know, go down there and kind of experience it again and, you know, just take it all in. I keep saying all week, win or lose, I'm just, you know, I'm proud of the guys. I'm proud of the team. And obviously we'd like to see them walk out of there with the championship. It's going to be an uphill battle. Monroe St. Mary is a very tough team, obviously, at this time of the year. With their name, they're very historically good. So it's going to be a battle. I heard from Coach Dantine, they only play two players both ways. So they're going to be fresh. They're going to be ready to go. But don't count out Millington ever. I mean, these kids like to hit the, I mean, they hit the quarterback the other day in North Muskegon. First play of the game, the interception play, hit him in the hip. Great tackle by Brevin Hendricks, goes in there and just disrupts the quarterback. And I thought the quarterback was down for the game. He grabbed his hip and it was just a good, clean hit by Brevin, but he rocked the kid. And I'm just like, man, I don't think teams really, I think they underestimate how hard and how, you know, how good, how hard they can hit and how, you know, good this Millington team is on defense and, you know, how good they are at offense as well. So I just hope they battle, and I hope we have a good game. I'm excited to get down there and check that out. And good luck to Frankmuth. They're going to be in it as well. So should be a fun day down there for fans around the Frankmuth and Millington area.
Yeah, they do know they got to play at 9:30 in the morning, right? Which is ridiculous for a football game. Yeah.
Oh. I think Coach Dantin told me that Thursday for Thanksgiving they're going to meet up at 9:30 and they're going to practice at Millington. So they are going to get a morning practice in and kind of get used to it. It's going to be a wake up call unlike any other. Which, you know, maybe that could play into their hand. Maybe Monroe's like, all right, we're not used to getting this, you know, going this early, and it could throw them off a little bit. Who knows? I mean, you never know with football. It's funny. It's a funny sport, but yeah, it kind of stinks, I guess, that they have to play that early, but it is what it is at this point. I'm sure they'll play at midnight if they had to.
All right, I'll play Bad Apple. 2019 Monroe St. Mary's St. Catholic Falcons winning 7-0 of a state title in Division 6 in 2019. They also won in 2014, win over Ithaca 22-12. They've been to state finals. They've been to the state semifinals as well. Lost in 2010 to Ithaca. Their heated rival there, 35-45 in Division 6. They fall to Division 7 here for the first time in quite some time as well. So they do, like you said, they have a storied program. By the way, Mike Gallagher's here. Do you have a question?
Nope.
Okay. Did I do okay?
You did great. Scotty did great. Everybody did a good job today.
You got nothing?
I got nothing for you, Scotty. Nothing? Nope.
Did you guys hook up the Deckerville guys with some juice and cookies or what?
I bought cookies. Mm-hmm. I bought them. I bought Powerade. Okay. I bought Gatorade. I got water. Only one accepted, and that was Coach Brown. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, come on, man. That's, you know.
They already had some stuff, but I did prepare. Right, Gallagher?
Yeah.
That's when you pocketed, though, right?
You should have seen Eddie.
You can throw in your pocket for later on.
You should have seen Eddie putting the studio together. I don't know why he waited till 5:30 to do it, but it was impressive to watch. It was impressive to watch. I'll give him that.
Did he make a tray up, like walk in, like, you know, the mom and, like, on the movies, and like, here's some juice and cookies, kids.
I did kind
of. I saw a picture.
I think I did talk very very motherly.
He did. So right before we went on air, he asked them all if they needed anything from Elk Street. And I don't know what he would have done.
Buffalo
if they
burgers
said,
and fries.
Yeah, but what if they said yes? We were about to go on the air.
Yeah, buffalo burgers or fries. You don't know.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, I don't. I love
would
Elk Street,
ordered?
But
yeah. Yeah. All right. Support your local. Go ahead.
Real quick to add, these two teams have met in the playoffs before. Back in 91, Millington lost to Monroe St. Mary Catholic 9-7 in a regional championship game. So, and I think that was played, if I'm not mistaken, at Port Huron High.
Wow. Okay. So,
I was in Okinawa, Korea at that point. Yeah.
I think that was the game. Or maybe that was the semifinal game, actually. How, Country Day.
How
that might have been the game.
How,
that
old, been, how old were you, Scotty, in 1991?
That was played November 15th, 91. I was 4.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I was,
how old were you, Mike?
I was not born. I would not have been around for that matchup. But I'm around for this one. I'm here for this one. That's all that matters. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
you're going to enjoy this weekend, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, yep. We'll have the opportunity to listen. I know the game will be on TV somewhere, but me and Eddie
are you going to be up that early?
Oh, I think I'll have to be.
I will be. I have a Port Shanlike Lions Club fundraiser craft show that I have to. This is the first state finals I will be missing this year. It's going to be quite a while. I know my thumb toe getter guy is going to be there. Sorry, Scotty.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
no, I was fine with them last week. I barely saw them actually. I thought we were going to be relegated to the roof together be joined in solidarity with a big blanket, but they said nope. You guys are inside. I said okay. See you guys later.
Yep. You guys are the home station, so yeah.
Yeah.
We would have gave you the inside.
I'm just glad that we can all be inside this week and enjoy it. So yeah. It's gonna be
very cool.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool for you too. To get, because you know sometimes when you've been as maybe a dozen of these state finals, it kind of wears off a little bit sometimes. Yeah. But then game day, it just builds up again. You know, you get excited and and hopefully we can have another special year, because there was a year when we had an 8-player state champion and an 11-year state champion in the TSA.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
So,
and then, like I said, Franklin's been there a couple times. That was cool and all, but Millington's there. Like when the home teams like this are in there, like this is a rarity. Very excited, and just like Cassidy Volleyball, they were there 3 years in a row in the state semifinals. Still worth it. Still excited to go down there Friday, even though they got beat. But it was just, I mean, yeah, it gets over and over. You kind of like, okay, we're going for another year, but then you get there and it just, you get caught up in the moment. You're like, this is actually really cool. Like, this is, you get to see your team again in there. And so, just kudos to everybody on a great season. And, you know, tip of the cap to Deckerville, obviously, it goes without saying, on a state title. I keep asking my wife if she's, you know, why she didn't go. And she just, she didn't want to go. But she texted me and was like, oh, they won. And I was like, oh, okay. And so, I don't know. She was happy, but at the same time, she was kind of like, I don't know. I don't know if it's because she's been out of school 20 years. Nobody tell her I said that.
Your wife,
a lot of excitement.
Your wife is a Deckerville Eagle graduate, just like me, by the way. So was she pretty happy about the Eagles?
She is.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, for the most part, she was excited. I mean, she was happy for them that they finally. Well, she, even though the first time they won, she was really excited that they finally did it. This time, I guess it's kind of just, you know, gravy that they did it again. And so, I mean, it the first time around was fun, but, you know, now she was just, you know, she was happy for them that they did it again. But I know I talked to Brett Ross here at Cass City. He's a Deckerville guy. You know, he didn't go up there, but he was happy for him too. So they were pretty excited from afar. So,
yeah, it was all really work. Cool. It was all work for us. We really didn't get to play much, did we, Mike?
No, not really.
You know, it was all work.
I mean, the whole weekend was fun. Yeah. You know, I've never covered a state final, so
our Airbnb was fantastic.
Yep.
It was the first Saturday night School of Rock in Marquette in an Airbnb studio too.
Yeah.
So it was very cool.
Got to give a shout out to Ben Miller on his co-hosting duties there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Ben is the best. He was super, super stoked. Props to you guys for taking him up there. He was just so excited to get to go up there, and I was glad he was able to go. And waiting on the call for him to ask me for a ride on Saturday. It seems like he might have got a ride already, but I was going to be more than happy to drive him down there. But I think he wants to stick around for Frankenmuth, and I don't know if I am going to this year. But he was very excited that you guys took him, and just by all the Facebook posts and stuff. So
that was fun
to read all his.
He was very pumped up all weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Did he sleep at all Friday night?
I can't imagine he did.
Maybe as much as Fury does. Maybe about 2-3 hours.
Yeah, I don't think.
Okay,
he slept at all.
Because you guys said you went to bed at like around midnight or whatever, and he was already posting selfies at like 5 a.m.
Yep.
And I woke up at 6, and I'm like, "Whoa, Ben's already awake."
What?
And then you were like, "Oh, we went to bed at midnight."
Yep. Yep.
On Sunday night, right? Or Saturday night?
Friday night.
Friday night?
Yeah.
We were up late Friday night, man.
Yeah, till about midnight.
Oh, exactly.
No, we were up late later than that.
No.
Maybe I was.
Yeah, maybe.
Nope.
Yeah,
editing and all that. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, yeah. Scotty, hey, you're doing a great. But first of all, a shout out to you. I know sometimes you're pulling double duty like I do, but you're writing a bi-weekly paper. You're out there every day covering these teams. I hope the parents and the kids realize this. Passion for sports here. It is a grind. So we were just complaining about the basketball season starting, but then you get a little excited again, you know. Even today, you have big signings today, basketball today as well. You know, just a great job. Tip of the hat. I want people to know, if we have any listeners, these guys are busting their rear ends here. And it's not just them. It's those coaches who send those stats. Send your stats. Make sure your kids get the recognition. That will help these sports writers. Support your local papers, because when they go away, what are you going to do now? You know? Yeah. I mean, support your local papers, please.
When these local papers go away, Scott and I are going to starve, so you keep that in mind.
Yeah, we're going to – Ben Miller's going to hire us.
Yeah, Scott's got a family to feed.
We're going to – Yeah, I do, and I eat most of the food, But I appreciate that, guys, I don't think they realize how in Penny, I can't remember her name now off the top of my head, the Big Thumb Conference,
Penny Cook.
Yeah, she keeps giving us props about all the time about all the coverage we give the teams and how lucky they are to have us, and they should be, you know, they should realize how lucky they are, because the bigger cities don't get that type of coverage. And so I'm happy to be a part of it with you guys, and definitely wouldn't change it for the world, as I'm getting ready to go in for my first basketball game of the year. Call me crazy, but here we go, I guess, for winter sports.
We'll have you back next week to break down that season opener.
I appreciate it. I'll still be having football on the mind. I got to go to basketball.
Scotty, what time does your what time's your coverage start on Saturday morning?
We're going on at 9 a.m., I believe. Yeah, 9 a.m. because 9:30 kicked.
And who is your play-by-play partner?
9 a.m. is Wilcox. Chris Wilcox will be with me once again.
Thank goodness I didn't lose money to him this year. That's why we were able to afford that whitefish dinner there,
yes,
Gallagher.
Thank you.
I didn't lose any money to Wilcox this season. So
that's right.
So
there you go.
All right. Thank you, Scott Bowlesby. Have fun at that basketball game. Thank you for contributing, man.
Thanks, Scott.
Absolutely, guys. Take care. We'll talk to you.
Yep. How about that, man? That conversation, man, that blew up right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did a little bit of a disservice to Millington last week when we previewed the semifinal.
Oh, yeah, a state final to talk about. Come on.
So, it was good to have the expert on, and Scotty B.
You know, I'm a big fan of Millington. In fact, I am a pain in the butt in the TSA meeting sometimes about Millington.
Right, yes.
And anybody asks me, where are you from? Dackerville.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. I love Millington. And ever since I saw that game, ever since I had, they welcomed me with open arms. Oh, they probably don't remember, but they gave me one of those box seats. Oh, man, that's sweet.
Yeah, yep.
Getting delivered concessions.
Yep.
Kind of cool to see the, let's call them the Guzzlers on the outside, Fenton on the other side. We'll call them that.
Yeah.
You know, you had that in Ubley somewhere, some rooftop.
It's a great football community in Millington. We have a lot of those around here, but... it's just really awesome that they finally broke through, and they're going to get this opportunity to play at Ford Field. You know, we talked about it with Deckerville last week. There's a lot of cool things that go on during the week.
Yeah.
You know, Scotty mentioned they're practicing at SVSU.
Country Day.
Practicing at Country Day.
Yeah. Where is Detroit Country Day located in Detroit? Where's the...
Couldn't tell you.
The mileage to Ford Field.
Couldn't tell you.
Because there was a school that walked. The Ford Field was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be Cass Tech.
Okay.
Yeah. They're right by it. That was pretty cool when they did that. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Good luck to Millington Cardinals up against a very tough team. State finals on Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. kickoff.
Yep.
Listen to Scotty Bowlesby and Chris Wilcox at 92.1 FM. They're streaming online. Also, the Thumbtoe to Sports guys, Paul Adams, Jonathan Bisher, covering that game as well. So that will be online on the webcast stream. I think they covered the Cass City Millington game this year, so yeah.
They did.
Yeah,
yep.
So shout out. Shout out to the TSA. We're going to wrap it up here. We got about 9 minutes left in the show. When we come back, we'll probably have about 5 to wrap it up. We're going to wrap up our fall sports season here on WMIC 95.3 FM. It is Thumb Sports Line. We'll be right back.
Liberty Lanes and Sandusky salutes the area athletes for their accomplishments and academic achievements. On your way to or from the game, come on into Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of the many tasty entrees on the menu. Enjoy the Friday fish specials and come back for the Sunday brunch. Liberty Lanes also has banquet facilities available. For information or to place an order to go, call 810-648-9860. That's 810-648-9860. Liberty Lanes, your family dining and bowling center in West Park, Sandusky. Serving you for more than 40 years. You can find Liberty Lanes on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
This month it's all about me, Hank's Giving. Get it?
I get it. Hank's giving you a great deal at a Graff store near you. At Graff Chevrolet in Sandusky, Thanksgiving is about saving you some cash.
Drive off a Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $284 a month, a Silverado Crew Cab for just $263 a month, or shop our quality used vehicle selection.
Don't miss your chance to save during the Thanksgiving sale at a Graff dealership near you. This month, when you see red, you'll save a lot of green during the red tag sale at Graff Chevrolet in Sandusky.
Get red tag savings and drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab for just $263 a month. Get into a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $284 a month. Or shop our quality used vehicle selection.
Or you can get 0% financing on select Chevy models. Tag yourself a great deal on a vehicle that's perfect for you at the red tag sale only at Graff Chevrolet in Sandusky.
Now is the time to look over your health insurance. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency is prepared to address your health insurance concerns for the upcoming new year. This is the time to make an appointment with Grant Smith and his staff. With their experience and training, they will show you quality protection with affordable prices. Call the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency now. This is the agency who takes care of you.
The fall deadlines are upon us, and it's time to sign up for health insurance or review your policy. Do you know what is currently available, and did you pick the appropriate plan that fits your needs? Start with a phone call to the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency and make an appointment today. Be part of the growing family of people who rely on Grant Smith and his staff for affordable health insurance and year-round support. It's the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency.
Call 810-984-1373 or stop by today to make an appointment. 2916 Pine Grove Avenue in Port Huron. Again, call 810-984-1373 for the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency.
Like we're marching into the end of the season here.
I don't know if we're quite marching.
Oh yeah,
we're dragging a little
we're
bit.
We're dragging.
That's all right.
I don't know where I find the energy, man. What I got this second burst of energy. Was it because of the Decorable players?
Up, man, yeah, I don't know.
I'm only drinking water and Gatorade. Maybe it's because I recovered from the state semifinal after party.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So I was still recovered from last week.
Yes, you were.
So hey, we didn't really go through the full stat report from Decorable. We did some of it in the 5 o'clock hour. 60 carries total, 300 yards total for Deckerville.
That's Deckerville football right there.
7 of 17 for passing. Total offense, 398 yards, so 98 yards receiving. Third down conversions, 5 of 16. Fourth down, 8 of 9.
8 of 9 on fourth down.
Yeah.
I mean, that – and, you know, two of them – were on that last drive. Two of them were on that drive. What put him on the scoreboard at the beginning of the second quarter.
Yeah.
8 of 9. That's just crazy.
Also, Hunter Garza, of course, you know, we talk about him a lot. Yeah. Gets the touchdowns, gets the yards. Two touchdowns, 237 yards, 37 carries. Of course, those passing touchdowns. That, the touchdown pass to Brandon Solowitz, who had to be in the right place, right time, and kind of get that separation from that defender who held him at the very end of the play.
That's a play we've talked about it a lot. I mean, it's going to go down in Deckerville football history. I mean, it's a play that won him a state championship.
But there were other plays. That was the drive.
The drive.
To end the fourth down conversion on fourth down to get that first down, take the victory.
Yep.
The one, from the one-yard line all the way till grind that clock out. Yep. You know, those are the yards I like.
The fourth downs on that final drive, you know.
Yeah.
Watching them march down the field, you felt really good. You're like, okay, they're going to put this away. But then you would look up at the scoreboard, and it was fourth down. You're like, Pickford gets this ball back. It's a, you know, it's a 2-point game. They, you know, they've proven that they can go down the field. So a lot of big gutty plays on that final drive.
We talked about the Millington bit players here, where you spread that ball out, making the defense not. Well, who do we focus on? Right.
Right.
Parker Merriman stepping up. 17 carries, 63 yards, had a touchdown as well, picking up some key first downs, also blocking down the field to make those sweep runs open up for Hunter Garza. Brandon Solowitz, 13 tough yards, One of them was picked up some to set up those conversions. Receiving, Logan Martin back in play after being out, 27 yards, 3 of 6. One of them a key pickup on a fourth down or a long third down to set up the touchdown.
Yep.
In the red zone. Brandon Salowicz receiving 36 yards, one reception. That was the winning touchdown one.
Yes.
That's a nice one to have. Logan Shanks, 19 yards, one target, one reception. Ian Flanagan, 11 receptions, one of two. So you see that, you know, those bit yards, those were key plays that picked up to make the conversions down later on into the game. Punt returns, that's something we kind of neglected. Hunter Garza on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
He punts, and he also return specialists.
Yeah, we haven't seen him punt very much, but he had a couple of punts this past Saturday. But yeah,
and Donker, yeah, give him the PAT kicks.
Yep,
Mark Donker, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So the point after touchdown kicks for the extra points, you take those away, 28-28.
Yeah, and on Pickford's last two touchdowns of the first half, Deckerville stopped their two-point conversion tries. So, you know, those were big swings as well. I mean, there's just a lot of different aspects of this game when you really break it down. You know, obviously we're going to talk about the game-winning touchdown, but there were so many different things that go into this win. And really it was a great afternoon, a great football game, great season. It was really enjoyable to cover this team. You know, we covered them quite a bit, obviously.
Yeah.
The state semifinal against Mendon, that's really going to stand out to me just because, you know, it was in Deckerville. You know, there were so many people there, and it was really just a great afternoon. But great season, great seniors, great team, and we'll see if they can do it again next year.
All right, thank you to the Thumb Sports Writers Association, Paul Adams here on County View, here on Daily Tribune, Tom Green, Jonathan Bishop, Thumb Tugger Sports, along with Phil Nickel, John Crazier. We also had Junior, and especially Cody Klee, who had been doing games with Jonathan Bishop for the most part on Thumb Tugger Sports.
Yep.
Helping out.
Yeah.
With me on Sand Lake Broadcasting.
For one of the most exciting games of the season, Sandusky USA football.
On Sand Lake Broadcasting.
Yep.
We also have Ashley Wayner Palmer making sure the boys behave. We try to.
Yeah.
Clark Ramsey, WLBW Sports. He's going to put a nice video package.
He's going to have something really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
He gave me a piece of it. I used it. I kind of put something together. I can't show.
Yeah,
but it was nice.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what Clark puts together because he was all over the field on Saturday.
Great sports crew there with Dave Hansen and the other guys. I don't know their names.
Doug Cole.
Yep. I know Doug. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Does the stats.
Kendall Anthus.
Yep.
Dan Pankey.
Okay.
Spotter.
Rick Laza from Ubley Bearcats always sending us updates in there. Big shout out to him. I started off with him when I got back in radio producing sports. Okay, we have other papers out there as well. The Tuscola County Advertiser. We already talked to him, Scott Bowlesby. Ben Miller, Miller Sports Time. We also want to thank Christian Salick.
What an interesting weekend with Ben Miller, by the way. That was
It was
really great having him with us. I have not spent that much time with Ben, and it was really interesting.
Okay.
I
heard you guys talking. I woke up when I heard you guys having a conversation.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah. Also, Christian Salick as well. He works with the Militant program.
Yep.
Happy for him and his team. He's the athletic director there, or?
I'm not sure that he's the athletic. I think
he does a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Am I missing anybody?
I
think I got him, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Varsity Monthly.
Oh, yes. Quad and Pro Productions.
Yeah, they had two photographers.
Caitlin, Amanda,
down there.
And Jason.
Yep.
Yes, all taking pictures out there as well.
Yep, they had two photographers at the game on Saturday. They've already got their pictures posted, so you can go check them out. Jackie Solowitz posted a ton of pictures if you want to go through those. I'll have mine posted eventually.
Yep. And speaking of, your paper comes out. The big issue. Get your paperback.
It will be out tomorrow, yeah.
Get your online edition. I have mine already. You already sent me a preview.
Yeah, we shared it. Yeah. We shared it on Facebook yesterday, just so people know that, you know, what we've got coming out. And, you know, I mentioned on Facebook, I promise to all the other Sanilac County schools, we will be back to our normal coverage next week, where we will be covering more than just Deckerville football. But it's not often that we have a team from Sanilac County win a state championship. So, you know, we really want to make sure we give them their due.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be coming out tomorrow.
Pick up the Sanilac County News paperback edition at midnight, 1 o'clock. And maybe some of those stores are 24/7. You might see it.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or your online edition. It's a great price right now. Some Black Friday sales.
Yep.
Get your online edition.
Yeah.
It looks nice and clean. You can download it, too, also.
Yep.
Are all team selections for football and volleyball come out when?
All Thumb will be out, I think, December 4th, December 11th. Does that sound right?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, maybe something like that. It'll be in December. We'll have our All Thumb teams coming out. We'll have our winter sports preview coming out soon here. I'm chipping away at that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of still shifting into shifting away from the fall sports season. We're going to get some Legion coverage in this week.
Speaking of,
they'll be playing at the Larry Mann's tournament.
They split last week.
They split last weekend.
Yeah.
They'll be playing Marysville Friday afternoon. And then they will be playing either Port Huron or Port Huron Northern on Saturday. Will be there Friday, hopefully, because Saturday we have our PEC Hall of Fame ceremony.
That's right. And get your tickets.
Tickets are still available.
Okay.
You can either call the school or you can buy your tickets at the door. It's shaping up to be a really, really exciting evening. I'm really looking forward to it. And then just on a personal note, tomorrow night, Whiskey Mondays, they will be performing at Bench Warmers. Those are some of my friends.
Are they?
They are.
When is that?
That will be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow's the biggest bar night of the year.
You should never have said that to Eddie Fury.
Well, I think you'd really like it.
Mama Fury won't be happy.
Well, yeah.
I'll be calling Mama Fury.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to the Sanilac Broadcasting listeners and the Sanilac Broadcasting staff here, our sponsors, our listeners. You broke the internet. We had a lot of great listeners, not only on the radio, but online too as well.
Yeah.
Thank you to Jeremy Burgess, my new play-by-play partner for high school football.
You did a great job this year,
Thank you to
him. Great addition.
Man, how about those notes he wrote?
Yeah. And he said it before the game. He said first team to 30 wins.
Libby the intern, thank you. Libby Tank, she kept stats for a lot of the games.
She did very well at that, yes.
She's new at this, trying to ease her way in there. But you don't learn unless you throw them in the water without knowing how to swim, right?
Yep.
So
she did a great job.
Thank you to her. And again, you the fans. And a big thank you to my family and my awesome wife.
Yeah.
She has not seen me during the fall season or even winter sports season for over 20 plus years.
Well, you did take her out for dinner last week.
Our first anniversary dinner was finally accomplished.
Good job.
Very tired the next day because I went up to Marquette next day. We made it to the Roadhouse for what she wanted for steak.
Good job.
We had a beautiful, great dinner. It was nice talking to her. I tried not to talk about sports too much. She heard a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. She actually listened to the game, but she goes, "Oh, something's happening here."
Yeah.
And I asked her, "Did I sound good?" She goes, "You did great, hon."
Yeah.
I was really surprised, she said.
Yeah. And you can find that replay. Eddie has it posted. You can listen to that. We'll have this replay posted for those of you that want to listen to the Deckerville kids that came in and Coach Brown. That's also up on Facebook Live. So.
She's listening right now. She said, "Don't be late."
Well, it's 8:06, so we better wrap this up. Thank you to everybody that called in this year.
Yep.
You know, everybody that helped make this show so I don't want to say so great, but thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. All the experts.
A shout out. We were covering Deckerville throughout the whole playoffs. A shout out to Deckerville Boosters for promoting and help us promote in the schools itself. So
we'll see about winter sports.
Wait. Are you saying
I'm not putting you on the spot? I'm just putting a bug in your ear.
I am taking some time off here.
Good.
I don't know where I'm going. I was told to take a vacation in December, probably good. During Christmas week. But wait a minute. Are you saying you still want to do Sportsline for winter?
Well, I mean, that depends on if you come back from wherever you go.
Yes.
I don't think anybody would blame you if you...
People are coming into Mexico. I'm trying to maybe cross the border.
You're trying to get out of here. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to Thumb Sportsline. Wraps up our fall sports season coverage here on WMIC 95.3 FM. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, listeners.